Dears Chabura is even for those who didn't have such a good week, those who were dating, those who are thinking about dating, those who were dumped, all different types of people. This is very, very easy. It's just a geschmacker of Chaim that I saw who makes a chilek. Chaim. Okay.
It had his mic is not good.
You see the name of the safer that he wrote?
Alright.
So, we have this Braisa on Daf Vav that the Gemara expands on for a few blocks. The Braisa tells you about the Dalet Rishuyos of Shabbos. And the Braisa says, Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaRabim, and Karmelus and Makom Patur. Right? And then we say, what's Rishos HaYachid? And the Gemara, the definition of Rishos HaYachid seems a little bit abstract. It's either a Charitz, Shehu Amuk Yud, Virachav Dalet, either a pit that is deep 10 and wide 4. Smiling, like you know this one already.
No, it's Shabbatachs for you. It's Shabbatachs for you. You're very Baruch, you're very Zeus.
Thank you.
And that's on tape.
V'chein Yeder Shehu Gavaya Yud, Virachav Dalet. What's the second thing? The same thing, a fence that's 10 high and wide 4. It's funny that you have a fence that's like, you know, a fence usually, I think Stamazoy, like when the Gemara refers to fence, it refers to usually like Hutz of Adachna. Like twing, right, like, you know, twigs. Have ever you seen, on any of your property searches, have you ever seen a fence that was wide Dalet Amos? You don't really find that, right?
You have to fix them.
Right.
The fence itself, that's a smash from the Gemara. No.
How are you learning the Gemara?
I learned the Gemara, the fence encloses
an area.
Area 4.
Okay, well, Rashi doesn't learn like you. Take a look at Rashi. Ouch.
All right, is it Rashi?
What's the deal?
Rashi says, Geder. What's a Geder? Rashi translates Geder to mean Kaiso. Shehu Gavoya Yud V'Rachav Dalet. That itself is Rishos HaYachid. It's a shtick of Pella.
I feel like him also, but not because I think that
question,
it's lack of knowledge.
Oh, so now if Rashi's saying this, right? That's what Rashi says. What?
No.
So it's not shver to say that a kaisel is for itself. I'm just pointing out that Lashon the Gemara does not automatically make you think like that. Rashi has to say gether means kaisel. What? When Gemara doesn't shver from saying kaisel when the Gemara wants to say kaisel. Gether usually, what you think it means, it's true. Okay. I think it's mashma from the Gemara. I think it's mashma like Rashi.
Mashma like Rashi, but gether doesn't say inside.
That's right. That's right. But it's funny, but Rashi realizes the Gemara's lashon is a little. You can gather and he says, Kaisel. The Kaisel is made of stones. The Kaisel is made of stones. The Kaisel, people walk on the Kaisel in Eretz Yisrael, right? On the Dalet Amos.
Still why?
Dalet Amos, because Rishus Ayachid. Dalet Adalet. As far as the Rishus.
What else could it be? Because Abasor?
Kaisel's not Dalet Amos.
Abasor.
Rishus needs Dalet Amos. No, that's what Kirai Hanacha. Think, right? Don't you need? You need.
So the Kaisel's not near that.
Yeah, it's close. Kaisel
could.
Kaisel
could be.
Our Kaisel
is Shaya.
Kaisel, you're slaying. You know, Kaisel my Rabbi.
Shaya. Yeah, people walk up.
Dalet Amos.
I don't know.
No, it's not, is it?
Right, you know what? It's not going to affect.
Is that?
You know.
It's not that way?
That's it?
No, people, they walk on it like they don't. No, it's huge.
No.
Very big.
You mean the wall itself? You don't walk on it. Top of the wall, no, what's
top of the wall is not that way.
The wind,
all right.
The wall.
All right, guys. We're not, you know, it's not going to make or break things. It's not going to make or break things, but I'm pretty sure that as far as the Rishus, that I'm welcome to Al-Dal, as far as Rishus, I'm pretty sure, Okay, so the Pnei Yeshua asks on Rashi, Pnei Yeshua asks the question, what in the world is the way Rashi is saying the Gemara, is that when the Gemara explains, this is the first time the Gemara is finally getting the stage to say what Rishus HaYachid is, and what you're forgetting about the main Rishus HaYachid. The most common Rishus HaYachid is somebody's backyard. you got a fence in area. Oh, right? So, but why is it so? They ask the kasha. Anyway, it's the same as I can say. No, just wait. Right? So just, you know, we're talking about either it's a hole or it's like a big fence or like a pillar. Right? That has Roshus La'atma on top. The effort of Yeshua, like Rabbi Fischler saying.
Of course, it's not a question to say Pasha. Pasha is Pasha.
You know?
Say the Chiddush.
You didn't ask the Chiddush. You asked, what is
Rosh Hashanah?
What
is Rosh Hashanah? What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is even a gate that is 4 hours wide. Of course, Rosh Hashanah is a regular backyard. But surely a case of even a wall that's 4 hours wide is also Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah with that?
I agree with
Rabbi Akiva,
sorry.
I agree with Shmuel Fischler.
The Bnei Yeshua's Lashon is nearly the whole like it's Lashmin. You don't have to. He Iker Haitza. That's the rest. That's Mamash the Iker. That is. That's good. That we know from the Torah. You don't need the Gemara to tell you. The Ayetz Ishrim Kaimai. Mikrad Ve'aviru Kalu Machana. All these psukim that you shouldn't go out of your place. Ve'aviru Kalu Nachalei. Sapikum Mishas Ayachad Edchu. It means don't come from your house, which is enclosed, right?
That's what you're looking for, though.
Right?
Everybody's serious, they're looking for those things. What are those things?
So, Yaakov's still right. You still say, what do you mean?
I hear.
Okay.
It's a good aura.
That's
a
Bnei Yeshua said. I'm trying to simplify this. Also, Shulchan Aruch has another way of learning the Gemara. The Rambam has a way of learning. We'll talk about the Iker difference between Rashi's way of learning the Gemara, that Rashi learns that the Rishon Tzayachim, talking about the Kaisel, there are four Yadav Bnei Yeshua's, Kasha and Teretz. The Rambam, however,
where is that?
Rambam?
Oh, hello.
In Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchas Shabbos Halacha Aleph.
According to his Shabbos, maybe that together is seriously means the Rishus.
Yes.
Means the glade is around the Rishus.
Yes.
With that shower work, that's what Rashi means. If that's what Rashi means.
Rashi doesn't mean that. Rashi Kor doesn't mean that. That's just saying that. Now the Rambam, on the other hand,
I'm sorry, how busy.
Perek Yud Aleph, May Hilchas Shabbos Halacha Aleph. No, the way it works is a real Magichir says it's in the Rambam and it's in Perik Gimel.
It says the Dal Aleph, like Rambam Dal
Aleph. Yeah, okay.
That's real
Magichir.
You want
to
be real
Magichir. No, but if you want to
understand, the Rambam in Shabbos, the Rambam, the real Magichir doesn't, you know we're learning Shabbos, I don't tell you. The Rambam in the Halachas, the Rambam in Mishnah Torah says in Yodalad Halacha Aleph, says like this: Rosh Hashanah Yochid can go through. Okay, Abba Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Rabin, Karmus Makom Patur. Eizeh Rosh Hashanah Rabbi fine. Eizeh Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Got the Rambam. Tail Shegvaya Asarat Tfachim.
What?
A tail, a hill, Tel Aviv, Tav Lamed, Spring Hill. V'Rach Al Arba Tfachim, Al Arba Tfachim.
Tfachim?
Yes. Oh, okay, that answers our question. Okay. Rach Arba Tfachim. Oh, yeah, so Taket, it's 4 Tfachim, fine.
Why Tfachim is much less?
Yeah, it's much less. So it's Shayach, yeah, now that answers all the.
How much is Tefach?
Tefach is like this.
Not your fist.
That's like this.
Not mine either.
That's like this. Fancy fit.
Okay.
The chain Choritz, Shehu Amuk Asara Barach Arba Arba. Oh yes, Yisrael Kane. So he says it's either a tail, a hill, like a pillar, or it's like a charetz, and that's the way Rashi learned the Gemara. The chain, makoyim shehu mukaf arba mechitzayis goyif hen asor b'nei and arba. Oh yes, Yisrael Kane. The chain, and also finally says, you know, the classic shetayachim. Rambam's very funny. Rambam's mashma, just the opposite of Rashi. Bnei Yeshua, the way Bnei Yeshua learned Rashi is that, of course, Rashi gets cautioned that the real Rosh Hashanah Yachid is someone's backyard. And the Gemara is coming to explain the next two things, right? The Gemara is coming to explain that also you should know a Geder, it could be Rosh Hashanah Yachid Haya or a Charet. Rambam is completely the opposite. You should know what's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. First, the main thing, it's either a tail or a charetz. V'chein makam shu mukav arba, mechitzas goyven asar v'neim arba. What's the machlokes Rashi and Rambam? Let's make it simple. Why does Rashi hold Iker, with Bnei Yeshua at least, that Iker Rishus HaYachid is somebody's backyard, and these things are only, you know, things that could also be Rishus HaYachid, why does Rambam say that Ikar Rishus HaYachid is the tail and the charetz, and happens to be
the Rambam
happens to be that a Makom Balik could be also a Rishus HaYachid. So the way we're going to answer this is using the Reb Chaim Halevi in Hilchas Sukkah. Reb Chaim in Hilchas Sukkah Perek on the Rambam. Reb Chaim, you know. Perek Dalit Aleph Yud Aleph and Hilchas Sukkah.
Dalit
Aleph and Sukkah. And basically, to make a long story short, in Hilchas Sukkah we also have a concept of somebody builds a sukkah. If somebody has an itzdavah, if someone's sukkah is more than 20 amas high, so it's possible. And he wants to make, how does he want to shorten the sukkah? Not by shortening the actual sukkah, he wants to put a platform in. Machlokes in the Gemara, whether we say good asik. Do we say that now the platform, this is the sukkah, and you have a platform that's this high, so from a platform this high, now you only have 15 amos, so it would be kosher. Do we say that the platform itself, we look at it, that there's walls around it, because being that the platform is 10 tefachim high, so once, since it's 10 tefachim high, right, do we say good asik, that we say it's a klal in sukkah and an eruvin, that the wall, if this is the pillar, that here's the platform, here's the top, that it goes as if there's invisible walls going up, and now you have a beautiful sukkah, right? Now you have walls that, or let's use this example. Here's the floor of the sukkah, and here's your amud. This thickness of this gemara, and here's your schach. So if you're sitting on here, it would be a sukkah puzzle because it's too high. Now that you're sitting here, it's good. Where's your walls around here? Can't use the walls of the sukkah, they're further out. So we say good asik mishtasuk.
The platform is smaller than the sukkah.
What?
The platform is smaller than the sukkah with legs.
Yeah, platform is much narrower than the sukkah. Platform is similar to the sukkah. Yes. That's called good asik. No, good asik also means good. No, good
asik. Nobody gave a platform, we gave the walls.
Good asik, then they gave the walls.
Say
good
asik.
No. The wall, you can't. The walls of the sukkah, you can't use. They're way out. They're out to the side. They're out north, right? So you have this platform, this stage in the middle of the sukkah that's very high. It's not connected with the walls. Shaila is if the wall.
I'm gonna say good asik only when the edge looks sticking out.
So it's machlokes in the Gemara, Abaye and Rava, and Rava Taka says that you need. What? The platform is only in the middle. The platform is. So it's Machlokes Gemara Abaye and Rava. Because Abaye says you do use good asik, and Rava Taka says no. Ba'in and mechitzas nikarois v'leka. You do need mechitzas that are nikar. Now we can't exactly compare sukkah to Shabbos because there's different reasons why sukkah is different than Shabbos as far as mechitzas are concerned. But what we do have is we have machlokes rishonim. Do we say good asik by such a thing, by an amud, by an itzdaba, by such a thing where there's no edges coming out to tell you to take a good asik? There's no mechitzas that are nicker. It's just a big pillar in the middle of wherever it is. And we have a machlokes rishonim. The Ramban in Gemara Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Tes on the days, and the Rashba, based on the Gemara says that somebody throws something from Rishus HaRabim, further on in the Rishus HaRabim, that it's on top of an amud. It's on top of this pillar which is 10 tefachim high. In this case, so Ramban says over there, you don't say good asik on such a thing, and the only way, basically, it's negeya there, the Rishonim handle whether if when the chayfetz gets to the airspace of this pillar, right? So the pillar is sitting here, and you throw it from Rishus HaRabim, and it hits the airspace, but it doesn't actually go on the pillar yet, right? Right. So normally we say Rishus HaYachid Oila Adler Rekia, but since over here we don't say good asik, so the only place that the Rishus HaYachid is Davka, the actual surface.
I know the case is happening in Rishus HaRabim.
What?
The case is happening
in Rishus HaRabim, but there's an Amud in. And Amud in Rishus HaRabim becomes Rishus HaYachid.
Okay.
So Memela, you're not Chayev when it hits that airspace. Right? You'd only be Chayev if it would land, because that airspace is Rishus HaRabim. Because there's no good Asik. This is the Ramban. Yeah, the Rashba brings down the Ramban. in on the Hasadic test.
Good Asik on the Chavis?
No, on the pillar. You don't say good. If you say good Asik on the pillar, so you have the pillar standing in Shusha Rabin, that from wherever the parameter of that pillar is, all the way up to the heavens, is going to be Shusha Yach. If you don't say good Asik, we know the halacha is that an amud which has dalal dalal on top and which is ten tefach mai is rishus hayachid, but it would only be confined to the rishus hayachid itself. Because we say right, or, right. Like if you're in a backyard, if you're in your own backyard that has a picket fence around it, so we say that goes. That's rishus. That's mukaf. That's there, and that goes all the way up. Mashen came here. Yes, ein achanami. That space, the surface, is rishus hayachid, but it doesn't go all the way up. The same Rambam that we just read from argues on that fact, and the Rambam taka holds that by sukkah ein achanami we don't say good asik. We don't say like the Ramban. We don't say good asik on an omu, like Rav over there in the Gemara. Because it's not, you can't, where you're taking walls from, where you're taking it from. Yet the Rambam says, on all these cases of what's a Rishus, Tel Gavaya, he says that Rishus HaYachid, Oila Adler Akiya. And it's Mashma from the Rambam here. Rishus HaYachid Avira Ki Rishus HaYachid Adler Akiya. It's Mashma from the Rambam, it's nothing Mechalik on which Rishus HaYachid is Oila Adler Akiya. The Rambam's mashma that all Rishus HaYachids are Oila Adler Akiya, and Rashi also.
Rashi says the case is it went over 10 hours before it came on to Rishus HaYachid.
Right. What they're coming to answer is a kasha Taisus has in Gemara, so it comes out from what they're saying, but they say it very clear, right? So the Ramban says there's no good Asik and there's no Rishus HaYachid Oila Adler Akiya. The Rambam says there is also no good asik, but for some reason we still say Rishus HaYachid Oila Adler Akiya. And Rashi says, Rashi's mashma like that also on Amud Beis. I believe it's on Amud Beis. It's in a few places that we do say good asik. We even say good asik. So it's a three. You have the whole Rashi's on all the way on the right. That even on the Amud we do say good asik. It looks as if there are mamish mechitzas. The Ramban is completely to the left, that there's no good asik and there's no rishus liyachid oila adler akiya. And the Rambam's in the middle, that there's no good asik, but there is rishus liyachid oila adler akiya.
The Rambam says what? There is good asik, no adler akiya?
There's no good asik, but yes adler akiya.
Rashi says the same thing.
Discuss it. What?
The Rashi says the same thing.
Rashi, no, Rashi's Rashi here.
What does it say?
Shkoyach. Rashi says, V'chein geder, d'amrinan midalit stodim gur asik p'nei ha-mechitza al-roisha. Rashi right here on that vavam beiz. Rashi did me maskel kamash malon.
Baruch, I didn't follow that.
And to answer, what Yaakov Metz now is bothered by, it's against the Gemara and Sukkah, that they take care of. That they take care of. Yes. Because I could tell, I saw in your eyes. Yeah. What, the Tais over here read anything? I didn't see that yet. No, because Reb Chaim.
I didn't follow the. What is Rashi?
Rashi says that we do say good asik on an omelet.
And
Rambam says we don't say good asik.
So they both hold that you do say other kiyah.
Right.
Okay.
Does everyone have what's? I'm trying to keep it simple, just because you can. There's a lot of hakim of good asik hak with if sukkah and Shabbos you can compare, but you know that's basically again we're trying to answer up the machlekes Rashi and the Rambam why Rashi says ikar rishus ha-yachid b'nei Yeshua is the backyard and Rambam says no that's like much later. Rambam says v'chein nami. Okay.
Yeah.
So the way, first of all, what Rechaim does is, what's Machlekes Ramban and Rambam? Why, according to the Ramban, and Rambam, they both hold there's no good asik by Omer, like Pashas of the Gemara, yet one holds Rishul Yachar Oila Lurkiya, one doesn't. So here he comes on with the Kanaka Chakira. The Kanaka Chakira is as follows. That, Zot Rechaim, that what does it mean, Rishul Yachar Ligabe Shabbos? There's two ways to learn Rishul Yachar. One way to learn Rishul Yachar is that it's Muvdol from Rishus HaRabim. That's what Rishus HaYachid is. It's an area which is set completely separate from a Rishus HaRabim. That's what Rishus HaYachid is. Rishus HaRabim is a place of a lot of traffic. Rishus HaYachid is completely Muvdo. That's one way to explain Rishus HaYachid as opposed to Rishus HaRabim. The other way to explain it is that it's not necessarily, we're not looking at the Iker Tachas of the Shus, isn't that it should be Muvdo? It's that it's separated from the Rishus HaRabim with walls. That's the Iker means that there's mechitzas around it. It's a different Rishus. And how is it Nikr that's a different? It's not that the Rishus has to be, that's not the kunz of, I have to read inside, because no one could say it as good as Rav Chaim himself. He says that one way to learn Rishus HaRabim is here. Yeah, is Rishus HaYachid something which is goideres from Rishus HaRabim, which is fenced in, or something which is muvdo? Goideres doesn't mean muvdo, because it could be, yeah, goideres is not, listen, no one's arguing again. We don't have a machlekes what Rishus HaYachid is. So you're not going to find in the Chakira two different worlds. They all hold that Rishus HaYachid is these three things. The shaila is, what's Iker Rishus HaYachid, and what's not so Iker Rishus HaYachid, right? And that's the shaila. So in the Lundis, really. It's a, you know, we don't get anything from this practically. You walk out with nothing, other than, so according to the Rambam learned that Iker Rishus HaYachid is a Muvdo. Spitz Muvdo, better than having something which is right off Ocean Parkway fenced in, is to have some big amud in the middle of Ocean Parkway. That's more muvdo. That's more separate. Or to have a big hole. He says, if so, if that's Iker Rishus HaYachid, so then of course, what do we say Rishus HaYachid? The klal is Rishus HaYachid Oyla Adler Rekia. So this Rishus, wherever it is, without having the mechitzas is only something which is, if you don't have a Rishus HaYachid, which is high up or low down, you can also have a Rishus HaYachid that's fenced in. So that's why the Rambam says it as that's a, yeah, so that's what the Rambam only says, that the third Rishus HaYachid, the one that we know of, as a third thing. It's also a Muvdo, because it has a fence. Right? But what's more Muvdo than that, a Rishus with a fence is something which is completely out of the plane of this earth. We're all on one standard ground, and this thing is up or it's down. That's better. That's more of a Rishus.
It's not part of the Rishus, it's a weight. The
right. Right.
The Amr is not, I mean, the Charit sounds like more of a Chiddush than the Amr.
This whole time I picked up from the Mishnah of Shabbos, And
a chart. Yeah, no, a chart sounds more of a chiddush. It's not part of the ground. At least the arm, it starts on the ground.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's still
yeah.
High. We're still on the ground. But it's underneath.
Yeah, because that's what Rishus. Because Rishus HaYach is Ayla
Al
Rikiyah.
Is high up.
So Amr is Ayla Al Rikiyah.
It's not on the surface.
Right. So quick, we just to wrap it up. So now that we know that's machlokes, Mashenkin Ramban hold that's not Rishus Yochid. But now we can understand that Rashi holds like the other side of the Chakira. Rashi holds that Rishus Yochid isn't something. The longest Rishus Yochid is something which is Muvdal. The longest Rishus Yochid is something which is Mugder. It's Gaideris from Rishus Yochid. That makes it Rishus Yochid. That's why it's not the Iker. That's why, well, according to the Ramban, it's not. No, so according to Rashi, if you want to say Olar Kir, you have to say Good Asik. According to the Ramban, it wouldn't be Olar Kir. Rashi, you have to say Good Asik. We're just bringing the Ramban, Shul Machlokes, Ramban. Now we understand the Machlokes, Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says Iker Rishus Arabim is really the backyard, the place which is fenced in. Because he learns that that's Rishus Yochid, something which is not Muvdal necessarily, something which you're Magdir. Hashanki and the Rambam learn that Ikar Rishus Rabbim is really the tail, that's really the hill. Right? The Lashon here.
Here.
Rashi, he said this from Reb Chaim. I didn't find it. I lost advice from Reb Chaim. But Rashi, I didn't Rishus Yochid Yali. They there. So Rishus Mukefes Mechitzis. Lachain Boy Legud Asik Kadeshi Yas Rishus Yochid. You need good asik to make it mukav mechitzes. Aval Rambam's feel like the liyas rishus ayachid who b'meshiyish mechitzes shegederes rishus rabbin. V'lachin leiboy ladina the good asik. You don't need the good asik, and that's why. Which is last Rashi? Yeah.
Rabbi, what's the pattern? What you said before from the good achis?
Yeah.